Ah, it's always the music just says it all right there. Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joins us as Perk finally going to start up this week. Can't wait. How you doing?
Joe, I'm like Darren Waller. I'm trying to play my way into football shape, man.
Hey, man, you haven't been off that long, brother. Now, you know, it hasn't been that long. Calm down there. Calm down a little bit before we get into
it. I was pointing out the right weight, but I got to get myself into shape.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, listen, you take your time, man, because that's what he did. Hey, I got to ask you about the Tyreek Hill thing. First of all, it became a huge story nationally. I was very surprised on ESPN. On the website there, you had an article about it as well, that he's not a captain with Tua, Alec Ingold, Zach Sealer, Aaron Brewer, Jordan Brooks, and Bradley Chubb. Well, and oh, by the way, really good leaders of men and guys that I could see the team would go, hey, these are the guys. They would get the votes. How big a deal is it that Tyreek Hill's not a captain, in your opinion, for him, for his psyche?
You know, for Tyreek, I think Tyreek is going to be okay with it, because he had said before that he didn't expect to be voted a team captain. What I really like about it, Joe, is the team statement that it makes, that we're not going to put up with this foolishness and nonsense anymore. We're about business. You know, we're not about the getting detained by police before the season opener, the I'm out rant at the season finale, trolling fans in between, the I'm out coach tweet after the Houston game. After that Houston game, a big loss, he's talking about, you know, me and Tua need to spend more time together. Enough of that. Tyreek, listen, and Joe, let me say this. Tyreek is the best person in that organization at their job. He's a better wide receiver than Steve Ross as an owner. He's a better wide receiver than Chris Greer as a GM. He's a better wide receiver than McDaniel as a coach, than Tua as a quarterback. He is the best person in that organization at his job, but they've got to be serious about winning, and this vote tells me that they are more serious about winning.
So the only thing I would say back, and you're right, by the way, because I know it's a big deal for a lot of guys I know, he better not be a captain, okay? So a lot of people agree, but they better now understand when they go up there and have those captain meetings, don't throw it in his face. Make sure, and all you better make sure everybody knows we need him. If this offense can be good, he needs to be a big part of it. I can't imagine Tyreek Hill not being really good and this offense having a great year. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I agree 100%. And look, Joe, something else that I wrote last week, you know, when they take the field on Sunday, it's going to have been like 9 months since Tua and Tyreek have thrown together in a competitive situation, right? No joint practice. Well, Tua missed the last two games of the regular season. No, Tyreek was out with wrist surgery and the oblique. No joint practice, no preseason, very little training camp. So I wonder about that relationship. Offensively, Darren Waller hasn't had contact in a minute. Austin Jackson hasn't had contact in a minute. Devon Achane hasn't had contact in a minute. So the offense overall is going to be disjointed. But, Joe, I'm one of the few who thinks it could be a good thing if Tyreek gets 2,000 yards. I think that would be good for the offense. I don't think it would be selfish. Tyreek opens things up for everybody else. If he got 2,000, they're making the playoffs, and they're a dangerous team in the first round of the playoffs. Tyreek is that important to this team and this offense.
I don't think he sniffs 2,000, because if he did, it would be comeback player of the year, right? Probably from 900 yards to go 2,000, you're talking about, amazing numbers. So I want to ask you, because you brought up a great point I was going to ask you next. Hill, Achane, Austin Jackson, looks like Darren Waller, they're all going to be back for the opener. That's the good news. The bad news, like you said, everybody's been out for a while. And Darren Waller, I have no idea, because I've never seen a guy out this long who actually missed not one but two camps in a row. And he's going to be 33 here in a couple weeks. What do we expect out of Darren Waller going into this first game? Like limited snaps? What do you think happens?
Yeah, I would think he's got to be on a snap count, right? Somebody who hasn't had contact for this long, Joe. I don't see, you know, you say an offense gets between 60 and 70 snaps a game, right? I can't see Darren Waller out there for 40 snaps. I just can't. And he's not a blocking tight end, so – I just, you know, maybe 20, 25 snaps, and maybe he gets targeted three or four times. I would just be shocked if he's out there for 50 or more snaps, and if he gets targeted like seven or eight times. I would be absolutely shocked. I don't know how many times Tua has thrown to him in practice. Yeah. And you're going to put him out there in a game. I don't see how that's going to work right off the bat.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would think he's on a snap now.
Yeah, and your point with Hill to and Tua being on the same page, man, it's a whole different ball game. Game speed compared to everything else you're doing. So I agree with you on that. Hey, so I want to ask you, both the GM and head coach have been real big on this best chemistry we've had around here. Just what hasn't been good enough. We got it now. And I always, when I hear that, it sounds great that we have it right now. Why the hell didn't we have it before, though? Like, you guys are the two kind of lead dogs in the organization. But to their credit, you think it makes a big difference starting with that? Or is it still going to – I mean, it's great to have great chemistry and everybody's on the same page and everybody cares about everybody else. But you still got to play well on the football field, don't you?
Right. No, Joe. The chemistry thing, that's good. It's good that they came to that realization with Tyreek and the team captain thing. Winning games is totally different, Joe, as you know. I think with this team, it comes down to strategy and philosophy. You can't continue doing the same thing you've done the past 3 years, which is relying so heavily on that deep passing game. That's been shut down. Most of the good teams know we just shut down Tyreek. It's all over for that offense. They've got to have a better run game, Joe. They've got to, whether it's Achan, whether it's a combination of Achan, Ollie Gordon, whether the improved offensive line, or I should say revamped offensive line, takes charge, whether play calling takes charge, something, Joe. You've got to show that we can score in a different way other than that deep pass game. It's got to be the run to keep the offenses off balance, the defenses off balance. And here's the other thing, Joe, with the passing game, it's not just the two high safeties. They're jamming Tyreek and Waddle at the line of scrimmage, so they're disrupting the pass, those short and intermediate passes. You know how timing and precision is so crucial to this pass game and short and intermediate? They're doing that also, and Tyreek has mentioned that a couple of times. So you've got to get them to the defenses to respect your run game, drop that eighth man in the box, then you go over the top. But you've got to be able to run the ball. And again, doesn't matter if it starts with play calling, with the offensive line, Achan, Ollie Gordon, but you cannot do the same thing you've done the previous 3 years. Absolutely can't.
Can't wait to see Gordon, by the way, and Achan together, man. I think they really complement each other with different styles. One guy's 190, the other guy's 225 and strong running and can help you keep some drives going.
Yeah, and look, Joe, I want to see them use Ollie Gordon to take advantage of those two big guards you got, right, Jonah and James Daniels, or else why did you get them?
Yes.
You know, I mean, if they aren't allowed to use their muscle, and I mean on first and second down, I mean in week one, I mean in the first quarter, set an aggressive tone. Don't come out there doing the jet sweep and all these outside zone runs. Hit them in the mouth, Joe. Tell them this is a new day. Let the Colts know this isn't the same old play calling. Ollie Gordon can do a lot of things. Now, granted, you know, I'm going to settle down on Ollie a little bit because he is a rookie in his first game on the road. So I'm expecting some jitters to be there. But look, HN and has looked pretty good when we've seen him out there working with the trainers. He's not wearing anything on either calf. He's not favoring either leg. We don't even know which calf it is. And looking at him, you can't tell which calf it is. So I'm expecting Achan to do some good work, but you got to have a contribution from Ollie Gordon, and you've got to use those two big new guards, Jonah and James Daniels, to inflict some damage, knock these guys off the line of scrimmage, first down, week one, first quarter, set a new tone.
Malik Washington, I believe, is going to be a guy that number is going to pick up a lot, his chemistry with Tua, and Tua just seems to be real comfortable with him. With everybody missing so much time, that's been a guy he seems to be comfortable with. And you know how he is, man. Yep. If he ain't comfortable, he ain't throwing it to you. I agree with that. And there's been a lot of guys in the slot that would tell you the same thing.
Yeah, and I really like Malik, man. He's a tough kid. You know, whether he's catching the ball in traffic, whether he's blocking, whether he's returning punts, this kid is fearless. I really like what they have in Malik Washington. And I'll say this, Joe. I picked this team to win 9 games. I don't know if 9 gets you in the playoffs, but I've got them winning 9 games, having a winning record. I think players such as Malik Washington are going to be a big part of that. Obviously, they're relying on youth and draftees, but I really like what Malik showed us last year. He's a kid who whatever you tell him to do, he's going to do it, and he's going to execute it to his best ability. There's no slacking off with him. I expect Tua is gonna go to him a lot. You know, we didn't see Tua going to NWI, Nick Westbrook Akine, a whole lot in the offseason. Tyreek wasn't there. It was mostly to Waddle and to Malik Washington with a little Taj Washington mixed in there. I would expect that Tua to Malik Washington combination to be fairly strong in week one.
You know, I'm really looking forward to in that front seven is those guys outside. I can't wait to see Anthony Weaver in that first third and long situation. Of the things he can do with Chop and Jalen and Bradley and Judon as well. How many of those guys? I see at least 3 of those guys playing together, don't you, at times?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. They're going to have 3 of them out there on the same time, on the field at the same time. I'm really fired up about this front seven, Joe. I think they can be a game-changing, game-winning unit. I think they're going to be able to get to the quarterback starting this week with Danny Jones. They've got to watch out for Jonathan Taylor, the running back. They've got to watch out for Michael Pittman, the wide receiver. They've got to watch out for Quentin Nelson, the all-world guard. But this front seven can disrupt all of that, Joe. They can stop the run. They can get after the quarterback. They can make plays. I mean, whether you're talking about, you know, Chubb and Phillips and Judon and Chop,
right,
Steeler, Kenneth Grant, Benito Jones, Jordan Brooks, Terrell Dotson, you got Willie Gay and KJ Britt behind them. They're mostly a veteran unit. You've got some youth there with Jordan Phillips and Zeke Biggers, but, I mean, these guys can get after it, Joe. They gave Tua a hard time in training camp, and you know, they weren't even showing everything. That's the thing with week one, Joe. Offense and defense, you know, the coaches have been holding back. They haven't shown all their cards, and so I really want to see what new stuff Weaver hits the Colts offense with, blitzes and twists and stunts and all that kind of stuff, because you know he's held some good stuff back. I can't wait to see that front seven go to work.
Yeah, I'm with you. I can't wait. Hey, Perk, man, it's been great having you. Before I let you go, though, you had a few days off. It couldn't have been all about football and breaking down all these different positions. Did you get a chance to work on your personal life a little bit?
You know what? I did. I didn't have any success, though. I'll tell you that. I'm 0-1 this season, Joe. I took an L. I took an L over the holiday weekend, but it's all right, man. I got 17 more or 16.
No, you're really good. Now listen, the other one's done, though. Not to get into former relationships and stuff, but that's completely done, or is there any chance? Yeah.
She was, you know what, we were supposed to go out to dinner last week. She said she was going to call me, that she was, that she was off all week, but I never got a call. So, I'm like 0-1.5, really.
I know what you were thinking on that dinner night, too. I know you were thinking, the road, just one for the road, honey.
Little hurry up offense, Joe.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been bad. I never got a chance, so you know.
Oh,
yeah,
Park.
So I took an L. That's all right. It's opening week loss, Joe. That's all right.
Park, that's all right. We've all had that happen. Every man out there, they're laughing with you, man. They've been through that. Every man, ain't nobody.
Season.
Maybe long Brian season, Monroe's baby. The only guy that had to go through a rough time. Yeah. Anyway, but
right,
thanks, Park.
Exactly.
Appreciate
right,
it, man.
Joe, we'll
thank
talk
you.
Again.
All right. Chris Perkins with us. Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist to join us, get going a little bit here. Hey, man, I want to talk to you about Dr. Barry and his staff at Recovery Unplugged. We're always talking about game changers on the field, but here's one for your mental health. Recovery Unplugged Behavioral Health has a beautiful mental health residential program in Fort Lauderdale where you're going to have great results. For 12 years, they've helped over 20,000 people heal with expert clinical team and innovative treatments. I can't tell you enough about ketamine therapy for depression, been a big success, anxiety and trauma. If you or someone you love needs a winning strategy, call 954 737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Everyone deserves a great season in life. Recovery Unplugged, Heal Out Loud. Dr. Barry and his staff can make a big difference in your life. They've been through it. They know how to help you heal today.
Season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, Joe.
All right, Woody. Thank you so much, as we've got a lot of stuff going on here. I started to call it Monday because I didn't work yesterday.
Yeah, what happened there?
Call from home. You called me. Seven. Now you're going to take a shot at me.
Call
That's
me okay.
Call me at 7. Do you work from home?
I did.
All right.
I went half lazy.
Okay. No, that's not bad.
It's a new world, bro. Everyone's working from home.
I tell you, man, sometimes you watch a game, you can't go right to sleep. That was one of those games. The Canes 27-24 win over Notre Dame was incredible. Let me ask everybody this question. I wasn't feeling great about Carter Davis kicking that 47-yard field goal. I haven't seen the work he's doing. I haven't seen what he's doing at camp every day and went out and won that job and everything else. And they threw up his numbers at FAU, right? Yeah, they threw it up before the kick.
All I noticed at camp, by the way, is that there were a couple of guys kicking.
Yeah, so we saw them. One would kick on one hash mark. The other's kicking on the other one.
So you didn't feel good about it is what you're saying.
I always get a little closer. By the way, I don't feel great with a guy replacing Jason Sanders.
Yeah. I was
kicking 47 indoors, and he's a professional kicker, but
when in the college
just get
game,
closer.
In the college game, do you feel good about a kick that far?
You're right.
You know.
The drop-off from kicking in college.
Joe,
to
they
the
dropped
pros.
The snap earlier in the game.
Yeah, no, and by the way, it wasn't even close. That snap wasn't like it was – That guy, he was right. Just get out of the way and take off, man, because nothing you can do.
So, no, I mean, to answer your question, you're not feeling great about that.
But he kicked down here, and by the way, everything changes now. Carter Davis, I mean, we should start. We got wrapped up in everything. Oh, by the way, Carter Davis, 47-yard field goal with 1:04 left with the timeouts for Notre Dame wiped out and everything. That was it. So, Carter Davis has never come close. That's by far the biggest kick he's had in his life.
Yes.
National TV, open the season against Notre Dame, and you're out there for a game winner, and it's not an extra point. It's not.
And you miss that kick, there's certainly a chance Notre Dame.
Well, then you imagine what it's like for you.
There was time left.
And by the way, Carter Davis not only made the 47-yard field goal, he damn near split the uprights. Yeah, and on top of that, it was good from 60. I mean, it was launched.
That was a heck of a kick. Do you think Miami learned a valuable lesson, though, about, you know, the conservative play calling in the fourth quarter of that game? I think when you got a chance to put a team away, you got to do it. You can't just, you know, hey, we're just going to run the ball and,
well, you got
to
kick.
Punt it if we have to, but I think you got to try to take a team out.
So they wanted to wipe those two timeouts out. They did.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the play that really helped, they got the first down running the football 8 and then picked up 3 for the first down before that to keep the clock going.
Well, that was when the game, like that, then they needed to score. I'm talking about when they were up. Like the play calling just got.
Yeah, I wasn't. I agree. We got, like, look at you. You got a guy that, you know, it's pretty good, and they gave him great pass protection. Pass protection overall was great.
Yeah, it was.
Those guys, they blocked their ass off. Now, they sent some blitzes, and, you know, but he was ready for him.
He's a smart quarterback.
He had outlet.
Too, Carson Beck.
You could
he didn't
tell.
Make any, there
he
were no
saw
throws
everything.
In that game that were, like, disastrously bad. You know, nothing terrible. He is smart with the football. I just think you got to try to take these teams out when you got them against the ropes.
So they had preached how good the secondary was, and Coach Cristobal talked about, like, hey, these guys are frigging good. There's some guys over there going to be playing on Sundays that are really good. And so their game plan early was just throwing it short in the holes. They're all safe throws. Those guys ran nice routes at 7, 8, 9 yards and either got a first down or close to a first down, or you get back and run it on second and third down. So I thought they were going to do some of that. Yes. I thought, I didn't think they were going to try to force it down the field or make a mistake. And by the way, the takeoff was a great call. The guy tripped him up. He was going to get, I mean, that was a no-brainer. The guy reached out and tripped him because he was running by him. That guy was, you know, and it looked like a hell of a throw. Gave you a first down. Now, you don't get the mark you do in the NFL where they mark it where it occurs. But they got 15-yard penalty for it and kind of got things started there. But, yeah, I mean, listen, they won the game. I hear people like, well, what about, you know,
they won the freaking game, man. A win is a win.
They won the game against a team that was favored, that was ranked ahead of them. And they did some good things. They zero turnovers. And, yeah, did they lean on their defense at the end, the last minute? Yes, they did. And they go, Akeem Ezidor and Reuben Bain, go get them. By the way, unblockable. Unblockable on those two plays. Unblockable. I think Notre Dame was a little wiped out on the offensive line. Nobody's really saying that.
I think you might be onto something. It was hot as hell there.
They might
be onto something.
And those two would look like two guys in a track meet on the edges. They look great.
But when Miami put together that big drive to start the second half, and you're like, oh, this game, they might blow these guys out. And it just got it got very conservative.
Nope. The three and outs and punting and it changed things around. Changed things around. You surprised to see Malachi, Tony get all the targets? He got a ton of targets too.
You were onto something there, huh?
One thing I was wrong about is the other guy. He played a lot. He just, what, he had four or five balls thrown to him, Ryan Moore.
Yeah, C.J. Daniels makes the catch of the night.
Is it Ryan Moore? Is that right? No, it's not Ryan Moore. That's the only guy we had. It is Moore.
It is Moore.
Well, listen, he's going to be giving us some more because he's really good. The guy you saw at practice is going to be a big, big part of this. J.J. Trader played a little bit but tried to throw one over the top and basically over the top of the safety. And
yeah, you're surprised they didn't get tight end involved much either.
Yeah, he's good. By the way, I see what everybody sees.
Josh.
Josh, thank you. Josh Moore, thank you. The machine help us out, or do we
get no, I needed the machine there? On that one.
Yeah, thank you.
My brain doesn't work anymore.
We had a Ryan Moore as a five-star out of Orlando. That's why I said that.
That's right.
Still on my
That's
mind. Right. Didn't work out real well for that guy. Never got
a lot of text coming in about the play calling late in the game.
That's fine. Should be. It's fine. I agree. I don't disagree. Can't just put on your defense up 21-7.
Well, their schedule coming up is, it's tough, man. I mean, it is tough. They got the Gators.
So Mario
obviously looked good.
Mario admitted at the end of the game he was not going to give them timeouts with that stuff case. And but hey, man, he's not going to get up this morning and apologize when it says Canes 1-0 and beat the highest ranked team they're going to play all year, unless something else happens here. I don't know if Notre Dame loses again. I looked at that schedule. Somebody can tell me Texas A&M's really good. I don't think they lose a game.
They got a projected ranking behind you right now on the screen. They got Florida State at 5.
Wow. Man, Miami makes a big jump. You got Miami at 3.
Do they think Alabama's that good?
Well, Alabama and SEC are going to get credit. They're all going to get credit.
So Mr. Trader nowhere to be found.
Nope.
He was quiet.
Just the one. I still think when it's all said and done, and that's probably got to be the number one priority to work on, is how good he is and getting him going in this offense. But I'm not surprised inside. Was not surprised. You see the routes he runs, those starting inside and coming back outside. And that guy, the guy chasing him was lost. I mean, talk about wide open. That is a quarterback's dream come true to have a guy throw it to him where you can catch it and run up the field down the sideline for a first down.
So this is an interesting game this weekend because obviously you just want to get in, get out, and get no one hurt, right? That's the goal, you know, with this one.
Yeah.
I guess you got to play your starters, but I don't know how long.
Well, you got to get the game under control.
But the game will be under control.
This is a game where
they have their practice.
All these guys we're talking about, they all need to get playing time. Your I start to say draft class. Your recruiting class need to get all those guys from spring football. They all need to get work, and I mean lots. All of them got to get 20, 25 snaps.
The free agent class?
And say free agent class, but the transfer portal class?
You could if you'd like. We saw a lot, by the way, a lot more of that thrown around in week one than we've seen you in the past with the money stuff. A lot of coaches were.
So now they're. That
stuff around.
There's guys accusing, and by the way, everybody's got a pretty good idea what everybody's spending. I do agree with that because. And so, but for this guy, Mike Gundy, to come out, Oklahoma State head coach, and take a shot at Oregon for said, I hear they're spending $40 million right now on their football program, and they throw the Nike money in there, right? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing, which Oregon is known to have one of the biggest budgets in college football. And they say the one guy that's everybody's got contracts with. You got to be careful on this one because a lot of people are Nike. He's paying a lot of people money. And Nike is Phil Knight.
Yes. Yes. You watched the movie?
I did.
It's a good movie.
Right? It was.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
I did watch that. Yeah, I did actually.
By the way, ESPN gives the Canes a 47% chance to make the playoff, whatever the hell that means.
Well, listen, you know what
are
I
you
get?
Good with 47%?
I'm not.
Does that do anything for you this
morning? I got to tell you, you know what? It's nice to look at, but I'll be honest with you. No matter what happens in these first four games, I don't care. It's about – I've seen this before. It's about how you play in ACC games and finding a way to win most of those games.
I got those last two road games circled. Those are going to be the tough games, right? Virginia Tech, Pitt.
A lot of those teams
those
are always
are the
tough.
Kinds of games, man.
Yes.
Those are the ones you got to win. And I'm with you, by the way, in this non-conference stuff. I mean, it's nice.
It's hey, man.
Place is rocking.
Don't get me wrong. You want to beat the Gators. Last thing you want,
yeah,
for a lot of different reasons, Gators come down here and beat you. And they will be hungry, and they're a lot better team than we saw last year.
Yes, and so is Florida State.
And Florida State apparently is a lot better than last year,
SMU
too.
SMU is also good.
Yeah. No, the schedule.
So you got all those in front of you.
Schedule's not an easy one. No question. Hey, we got to go to break, Woody. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right. Welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody got at least a day off or so, either this weekend. I tell you, it was nice having that extra day off. I'm not going to lie to you, Woody. Chance to.
What'd you do?
Good? Yeah.
Nothing good, I'm guessing.
No, I got a little tennis in.
Okay.
Got a little sweat.
And, good.
Might have watched. Got on the apps a little bit.
You do a lot of eating this weekend with all those games?
I did. Man, I couldn't help it, man.
Yeah.
I did. I went pizza and chicken wings, man. I broke.
Pizza and chicken wings.
I know. I broke down, wow. Man.
What kind of pizza are we talking here? What does it? What's your
meatball? But I don't want to get into it. Meatball lovers. I don't want to get into
meatball
it.
Meatball lover.
Yeah.
You are a meat lover. That's good.
Where's the meat, man? Where's the meat?
Can't go wrong with pizza, man. You know what I discovered, by the way? I don't know if people know this. Chuck E. Cheese, you know, the arcade place.
I lived at Chuck E. Cheese, man. When the kids were growing up, everybody had a party at Chuck E. Cheese.
They must have rebranded or something. They have fantastic pizza.
What?
I know. I'm telling you. If you ever,
is Chuck E. Cheese the one that has all the place?
That's
what I thought for the parties. Yeah.
Now I don't think you can go in there without a kid because they have a little gate thing in the front where they like stamp you and you're supposed to match with your kid.
I get it.
But I am telling you, like, if you want to take the grandkids, the pizza is fantastic. Try it and come back to me, all right? Please. I don't know if it's specific to this location.
It used to be dead last by itself.
I'm sure it was like bowling alley pizza. I would imagine, yes. But I'm telling you.
I always knew because when the grown-ups would come, they let their kids eat it, but they didn't want anything to do with it.
the kids were devouring.
You want to take the rest home? No, that's fine. You keep it.
Like I said, I don't know if this is specific to the location that I went
to. I'll be honest. I didn't know Chuck E. Cheese still alive.
Oh, they're alive and well.
That just tells you I've been out of the game for a while.
I'm a member at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm a member.
That makes sense. So you can just go let the kids run around and get wiped out. That makes sense.
I'm telling you, though, man. Yeah, take my word for this one.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yep. Fantastic pizza. And their desserts are not terrible either. Yeah. They got this giant cookie. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
What you got me trying? What do you want me to see if my wife wants to go? Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. What do you tell me? Chuck E. Cheese is really good.
Take the grandkids and order your meatball pizza, whatever it is you like. I'm telling you. You're going to call me and be like, wow, you were right. It's really good.
Next thing you're going to say is they have the best chicken wings over there.
The chicken wings were not good. I tried those. They were terrible. But the pizza was, I mean, it was fantastic.
Where's the local? I haven't even seen, I get around a little bit. I haven't seen a location. Where's our Chuck E. Cheese?
Texter says I'm right. I'm a pizza connoisseur, and I couldn't believe how good the pizza was when we went to Chuck E. Cheese a few months ago. We even ordered more to take home. That's saying a lot.
Come on.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. It's like, it's thin, zero flop. Like, it's.
Somebody must have said, listen, we're not going to be in business long if we don't make a better pizza.
I think they rebranded. I do think they probably rebranded, at least with their food.
You know what, though? By you saying that, next time I'll have to go as a grandparent to a party that will be there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be thinking about that. Like, hey, I'll get a little of their pizza. Guy I work with said it's really good.
It's some of the best pizza in town. I'm telling you.
Stop. Calm down. Calm down. All right.
They brought that thing out. I was expecting it to be one of those like thick, you know, floppy, you know, right out of the conveyor belt pizzas. This thing looked like it was like in a wood oven. It was just, it was beautiful.
I'll be honest with you. Cutting back on and cutting out or trying to almost cut out the carbs, which is something I've been trying here for the last few years. You think? So that's the hardest food to give up by far is pizza. Because you get going on a pizza, before you know it, no matter how big the pizza is, you're hungry, you can keep going. There's something about pizza, right? You can eat a lot of pizza. So now it comes down to where you go, where you like to go.
So we ordered two extra larges last time we went and polished it off right there, man. It's fantastic. I'm telling you.
It's not that good.
It's excellent.
There's no way that pizza's that good.
I would love to have you and your grandchildren as my guest, as a member of Chuck E. Cheese. I'll have you as my guest out there.
Is there one out by us?
Yeah, there is. It's in Pembroke Pines.
Someone
said there's one in Sunrise, too. So whichever one's closer to you.
I thought Chuck E. Cheese was...
Membership's valid at any of them.
I apologize to Chuck E. Cheese. I thought they were out of business. I thought that whole thing had run its course. Where all the kids go, no, mom and dad, hell no. I'll just go to a park and barbecue. I'm done with Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is impressive they survived COVID, right? I'm guessing they had to be closed for a while, but... With that pizza, I can see how they stay in business. Pizza is so good. I would order it on its own without even going there.
There's no way. You're telling me if all the pizza chains are around, you go to you take a Chuck E. Cheese pizza home.
It's significantly better than any of the fast food pizza places.
What's this new chain? I can't think of it.
New chain of pizza places?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's really good pizza.
They have the Blaze pizza, right? They still have that one.
I haven't had a Blaze in a long time. But
okay.
Oh man, you got me going though. But I did break down, Woody. I did break down and get myself a little pizza watching that Canes game, throwing that down, and sure enough, man, it was good. Felt good. I got to tell you, everybody that loses weight and then tells us, oh man, I don't need any of this stuff. I'm so, not me. I miss it all, man. I'm not one that goes, oh, I don't even think about that food anymore. I see it. I want to friggin' eat it.
Yeah. There's no question. Sucks. It's the worst.
It is just so good that to start eating that stuff. Yeah. It's fantastic.
You see those huge people. At least they're happy, right? They're eating whatever they want.
Well, listen, I like all that stuff myself, man. I can't speak for everybody else. All right.
We're going to hit Chucky's?
Are you serious about Chucky?
I swear to you, I'm not lying. I wouldn't lie because I don't want people to like go there now and like it's terrible and then they get upset.
I want somebody to text in and tell me Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Somebody just did. They said, Joe, I swear it's that good. Someone just texted in.
That's recently been there and said, I got to tell you, Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
I don't know if it's
second to no one. Are they expensive now?
No. I also get a discount on the menu because I'm a member.
Of course you do, Woody. I should have known.
Well, it comes with membership.
So all right, man.
Perks of membership.
Hey, you ready? Chuck E. Cheese? I can't believe we're talking about Chuck E. Cheese pizza on this friggin' show.
Oh, yes, we are.
I'm out of the business. I don't know if I ever get back to Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you're in the business. You're very much in the business.
Only if...
Take the kids. Take the grandkids.
Hey, we're going They'll to Chuck it. E. Cheese pizza.
They'll love it.
Well, what is there still to play? The slides and...
They got
video
games. They got stuff to, a play area. Yeah, they got plenty of stuff. They get the rat runs around every once in a while. Says hi to the kids. It's
all great. Right.
It's a great atmosphere.
Always looking for something. I'm about due to get the kids and see
someone said they sold pizza separately during COVID. They changed the name since. Okay,
so I didn't know that. Hey, maybe
another
you get
person
some.
Says it's a great place to pick up single moms. There you go, Joe.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is everything? Why is that one person?
Oh, is it Mr. 01? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that 01 pizza is good.
Okay.
Have you had it?
I have had it. Yeah.
No, you didn't like it.
I wouldn't say I didn't like it. It's good. It's very good. It's just like Portnoy said it was like the best pizza in Miami. I don't know that that's necessarily accurate.
Oh, I didn't know he said that.
Yeah, that was his like number one. He
so
loved
my son and daughter start eating it. And now Friday nights, we've been going.
It is good.
Over to Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
Have a little. They're everywhere now, those locations.
I've noticed.
All right. Hey, 9 o'clock hour is coming up, man. It is truck month. At your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, it's not just the open of football. It is the open for great-looking Chevy trucks for you. Hey, wherever you're headed, there's a Chevy-built truck that's ready for you. And this month is truck month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Great offers right now on the whole truck family for you, starting with those durable Colorado with their standard Turbo Max engine and impressive torque. You'll get aggressive off-road capability for every adventure that lies ahead for you. Let's get into Silverados. Silverado 1500, always ready, steady, and strong, delivering all the power, functionality, and advanced tech needed for workday, workhorse, and the weekend warrior. What I'm saying is if you need a Silverado truck that needs to work as hard as you do, 5, 6, 7 days a week, we got a truck for you. Hey, you got to check out the Silverado HD. You'll feel confident and in command no matter what task awaits. It offers big payload numbers, legendary horsepower, and one of the hardest working beds in the business. I always feel like this when I'm talking about Silverado trucks. I'm talking about strong, durable trucks that are absolutely perfect for your lifestyle, whatever it is. Whether you just need a full-time working truck, it's you and that truck, and you need something strong that will work 6 or 7 days a week, we got it for you, man. Chevy pickups, nothing like them. Our big dogs, there's no question about it. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.